Polls show a growing number of Americans blame the Republican Party for the government shutdown. In recent days, the spotlight has focused mostly on one lawmaker, House Republican Majority Leader John Boehner. As Speaker of the House, he has blocked a vote on a temporary budget measure that would keep spending at current levels. There is support for such a measure among all Democrats and some Republicans. U.S. President Barack Obama joined the chorus of Boehner critics on Thursday while speaking to a group of construction workers in a Washington suburb.
There are enough Republicans and Democrats in the House of Representatives today that if the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, simply let the bill get on the floor for an up or down vote, every congressman could vote their conscience, the shutdown would end today.
Boehner has so far refused to allow a vote on temporary funding that could return 800,000 federal employees to work. Political pundits cite two reasons: one, that Boehner would lose the support of his conservative caucus and perhaps his position as Speaker, and the other, that he would lose clout in bargaining with Democrats on a new U.S. budget. Republicans, meanwhile, have criticized the Democratic-led Senate for rejecting the idea of continuing to fund some agencies and programs, such as cancer treatment for children at the National Institute for Health. On Thursday, a group of Republicans sought to draw attention to the hardship that a lack of funding for that program will cause. Renee Elmers, a North Carolina Republican and a former nurse, spoke passionately on behalf of children with cancer and their families.
If you've ever seen the looks on a parent's face when they're told that their child has cancer, and then you take their hope away, the moment that they know that they can fight for it, they will.
According to one estimate, the shutdown of the federal government will cost at least $300 million a day in lost economic output, and those losses could increase. IMF Chief Christine Lagarde warned Thursday that the U.S. budget crisis also could hurt the global economy.
The ongoing political uncertainty over the budget, over the debt ceiling, does not help. The government shutdown is bad enough, but failure to raise the debt ceiling would be far worse and could very seriously damage not only the U.S. economy, but also the entire global economy.
The United States must raise its debt ceiling by October 17 to avoid the possibility of defaulting on its debts. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.